You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Not going to try to push it at this point with a good yeah right now. I feel like I'm
no, you're
wobbling.
No. You're solid. Just
third hour isn't the best place to try stuff.
Don't
no,
come
it's
off
not.
There.
And I got a little bit of the rattle in the back right now, so I don't know if that's a good idea. You ever ride
you
a skateboard
more steroids.
As a kid?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Yeah. Ever when you get that going a little too fast and the board starts to go back and forth, the high speed wobbles?
Absolutely.
I have that going with my vocal cords right now. Feel if I push it a little too far, I'm going to wipe out.
How's your head feeling? How many cups of water have you had? Have you heard the ringing anymore?
No more ringing. No more mystery cigarette smoke floating through the studio as well. 5 or 6 glasses of water, including your electrolytes. So I believe I'm on the road to recovery.
I originally was getting a little offended because I had come in, right, I think, before you said that, you know, something smelled like smoke, and I have been trying out a new perfume. And I was like, okay, does my perfume
smell
like... Is it
made by Marlboro?
It's not made by Marlboro.
They're Camel Lights.
But
Camel Lights,
like,
does a awesome perfume. They sell at Macy's and JCPenney.
Is it me? But I don't think it's me, but I don't
know.
No,
it went away as
it.
Quickly as it showed up. I was having a moment. I think I think I've rebounded.
You mentioned skateboarding as a kid. I think I'd have been in the X Games. However, as a kid, I used to ride a skateboard all the time. And then one time... My aunt ran over my skateboard. It was...
In our car, I'm assuming?
Yep. I ran it over in the car, and then my mom didn't get me another skateboard.
That was it?
My career in skateboarding ended that afternoon when...
How old were you?
I wasn't even 10. I was probably like
Isn't
8 or 9
Isn't it your aunt's responsibility? Wait, hold on. Did you leave it somewhere you weren't supposed to leave it?
It was in the driveway.
Okay, that's on you.
Yeah.
And maybe Mother Sliwa.
So she's not wrong that that's probably on me. But when she walks to her car, she sees the whole driveway. So she couldn't have just kind of seen that there's an object with 4 wheels and a board on top of it that, let me move that out of the way. It is my responsibility, but that was it. My mom was like, hey, if you can't ride it right now with it cracked in the middle, then it's over.
Two piece. Did I try to tape it back together or nail it or
done.
Glue it or something like that?
Then I picked up a basketball.
2 clean halves, or did it just splinter into 1,000 pieces?
2 clean halves.
Yeah, you should have given it a shot.
No,
like
it was
rubber bands or
it
something.
Was,
bungee cords.
It was done.
Magically.
Not a bad way to do it.
Yeah, it was done. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I have with the voice.
Did
a
you
high-speed wobble.
Did you, in the break... You were texting,
yes,
you were
yes,
doing stuff.
Yes, I'd rather
By
not.
The way, I could tell when you're, you have a certain way, when you type on the keyboard on the laptop, I could tell that I think you're texting is what I think you're doing, right? You got that all connected there, right?
Sure.
And the amount of aggression towards each letter let me know that
I
think you are communicating with Bobby. Was that is that fair to say? Because it wasn't an email to Justin over on the other side. It wasn't an email to Ron on the business side. No. I could tell there was some aggression. Like each letter, I think I even felt the letter. I'm like, that's a K right there.
Yeah, combined with a C right in front of it. It's yeah. There's a lot going on right there.
That's pretty
it's
good.
It's kind of funny, but it's also.
And also,
frustrating.
The thing is, too, it's like as long as his girlfriend is not
she
like
is
mortified by it,
she is an angel and tolerates his.
She
stuff.
Doesn't wear. She actually she holds her ground.
She takes
her no. She takes her shoes off if Bobby doesn't have his.
Oh, okay. Also, there's a starfish and coffee weighed in. He said, Raquel Welch.
Sure.
Does Emily
Great
know
answer.
Who she is? I don't.
Oh, you don't.
Can you enlighten me?
So she was a very famous actress in the late 60s and 70s, very buxom, very beautiful, and was in a handful of movies for a decade or so. She was in an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, I actually, this is very bad of me. I have not watched Seinfeld.
Okay.
But
again, Seinfeld's way before your time.
No, I'm going to watch Seinfeld, though. It's like one of those things that like I'm going to sit down, I'm going to, you know, watch all of it. But I've seen a handful of episodes because, you know, you're scrolling the TV and everything, and I've seen at the gym or whatever.
Hilarious.
She beats up Kramer at one point. That's just hilarious. To kind of give you an idea.
Yeah,
do you know Raquel Welch?
I don't. I'd have to see.
Should Google her. You'd be. She's very beautiful. Yeah. Just
no problem.
Yeah. That's good. Put it to you this way. Who said that? Starfish and Coffee.
Starfish and Coffee. And he also pointed out she passed away today. Yeah. So she passed away today.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
That answer that he gave, he's not the only one. Okay. That is a very popular answer of people of a certain age.
Yeah.
That's
makes sense.
That's the Topanga. That is the Kelly Kapowski. That is the Daisy Duke.
Also, okay, we've been talking a little bit about like what you did last night, all that good stuff. So yesterday, I went to go get food after I went to spin class. So I went to this like spin class. It was like one of those girl empowerment spin classes, and they played like only female music and all that good stuff. And you know, I'm feeling great. I was like, I'm gonna go get kava. I'm gonna get like a little salad. Be like nice and healthy. So I went to the USC Village place. I went in and I've never felt older. I was like, I'm surrounded
that by... That happens fast, Em. I got bad news for
you. Yeah, I know. I started with like 18, 19-year-olds, and I was like, oh, gosh, I feel so old. And
she's then throwing high five. She's like, go Trojans.
Yeah, exactly. And then I grabbed a bag that I looked, I saw, oh, I think this is Emily. I grab my bag. I go home. I set my stuff down. I go take a shower and then come back downstairs to eat. I'm starving. This is going to be great. I open the lid. And it looks really off. As like, there's black lentils and there's avocado and there's all this other stuff that like, I never would have gotten. I'm like, I think I got my order wrong. This sucks because like I can't go back. It's 15 minutes away or whatever. And then I look at the bag. I picked up something for Christine. Like Christine.
Not even like another E name?
It's not even like Emma or Ethan. It's literally Christine. And I think I was having a stroke last night. So maybe it's kind of connected to stroke stuff.
Maybe there's like mold in the studio or something. We're all slowly going crazy.
Very true. Could have happened. But yeah, I had that.
Was it any good?
I was going to say, how was Christine's order?
It was spicy.
Was it more expensive than yours?
It was definitely more expensive than mine because it was really hefty. Cash out. And it was spicy in a weird way. And I couldn't even get through it.
What's the distance?
Damn.
That would make you, because my first question to her was, how far away do you live from that spot? And she's like, 15
number.
Minutes. I'm like, no chance you go back. 10 minutes, you going back?
10, I'm thinking about it, but that's 10. And then by the time I go out there, now I'm talking to them. There's another 5 minutes. There's a 10 back. So now we're looking at 25.
It's
right
a half an hour if it's 10 minutes away.
Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. One time, I think I even told the story. There's a place like 6 minutes away from me, and they forgot the guacamole. I got a side of guac. What am I going to do with the chips if I don't have the guac, okay? So 6 minutes away, I was going back to go get
you
the
went
guacamole.
Back.
I went back to get it.
Yeah, I don't think, unless it's next door, unless I'm in one of those multi-level where I live above the restaurant, I'm just,
it was too,
it's a loss for me.
It
I
was
lose.
Too important of a piece of what I got.
You're not wrong, but you know? I just, it's a loss. Sometimes you gotta take an L.
Okay, you get that Chinese food yesterday. They forget the chow mein. What are you doing?
I'm not having chow mein.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, no.
Bobby would run out the front door, no shoes, just
once
sprinting
I'm in,
over there.
I'm in. It's not happening. Let's try Dave in Encino. Dave, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up? Dave.
Hi, guys. I want to talk about the Clippers and the Lakers, the difference between the championship. I would, as a Clipper fan for 30 years now, I would say that the Clippers would be kind of like the Cubs winning the World Series.
No, because the Clippers don't have a history of blowing it. The Clippers don't have Steve Bartman. They don't have Leon
Clippers
Durham
have a little history of
not
that.
Getting close and blowing it. They've only gotten to the finals once in 50 years.
So you're right about that, but the 3-1, we got Kawhi, we got PG, they get that far. They had the Chris Paul, the DeAndre Jordan. But that's all in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
they don't have history stuff. Before that.
And the Cubs are the like marquee baseball team of Chicago. We know that the Chicago White Sox as well, but Chicago White Sox are more like the Clippers. Like they're like it's like the
Cubbies are a real franchise. That's a real deal. That's one of the more iconic brands.
That has made, until they won it a few years ago, that made their reputation on either being terrible or being in a perfect position to win it and then in glorious fashion blowing it. They blew like a 9-game lead with 14 games to go. They had Steve Bartman reach in and try to steal a foul ball. Like all of the Leon
Boys
Durham lets a ball go through his legs.
Yep.
I mean, they have all these moments. The Clippers blew a couple of 3-1 leads in opening
I
rounds.
I think it's safe to say this, and this is going back to a quote that PG had, Paul George had. If the Clippers won an NBA championship, then that's it. They're good. They don't need if they don't go another 30 years of competing for a championship, they'd probably sit back and say, okay, we now know what it feels like. We got our championship. We got our one ring. The Lakers, well, got one 2.5 years ago, and we're saying, is AD not committed to the team? Is he not interested in playing? You know, I'm using that as an example. One franchise will never be content with anything. If you get 18, you're going to say, all right, well, you need 19 because then you have a little cushion on the Boston Celtics.
That's what makes it so hard to be on one of those teams.
And for the Clippers, if you got one, you kind of stand there and say, we got one.
And that's why, like, the Clippers are in the NBA. It's two teams, right? There's only two teams that are counting championships with both hands, right? And that's it. You either win the title or it's a bad year. That's the Lakers. That's the Celtics. The Warriors in the last few years have kind of been like that, but it hasn't been 40 years of that. It's been 10 years of that.
To be honest with you, I don't even know if I could put the Celtics in that
category.
Yeah,
I don't think about them like that.
They've had one championship since the 80s. So they've almost kind of –
But to your point, Al, they also have, what is it, 17 or
17.
18? Yeah, they have 17 of them.
But it's kind of like the Cowboys, too, where it's like
Cowboys,
they haven't won it since the 90s.
They haven't won it in 30 years.
11 of them with Bill Russell.
That's what,
right? Like,
you're right.
They had a wall back then.
Her comp of the Cowboys is perfect. The Cowboys haven't won since 94, I want to say. It's been 30 years. But the Cowboys, it's Super Bowl or nothing. That's just the reality of some teams.
And where the Lakers, it's just kind of the reality, right, of where they're trending. They have won in the last 10 years. We were talking about this, about the playoffs. You know, the last time that Crypto.com was full for a real playoff game, it was 2011, 2012, when it was still Kobe on the team. It has been that long since the Lakers have had an opportunity because of you had COVID that stopped the season. You play the rest in Orlando. Then the next year you go to the playoffs. It's against the Phoenix Suns. First round, you don't really have you can't have capacity. They went 6 years without making the postseason. One of those years was with Bron. That's why it would be so devastating to go another year. I'm not a fool here. I understand the Lakers, they should not be in any conversation about competing for a championship. However, it would just to make the playoffs, I think, would be nice for a franchise that has not had a full stadium and just to kind of have a little bit of hope. That Lakers team hasn't really given you that much, at least this year, to feel
that,
like there's
that's
hope.
The best explanation as to why they need to get in that I've heard from anybody in a very long time. That they have not had a meaningful game in that building in a decade. That's hard to imagine. That they've won a championship, but because of incredible circumstances, it didn't happen here. It happened somewhere else.
6 years without the playoffs.
It's bizarre, and maybe a play-in game against the Golden State Warriors, well, that'd be on the road. They'd be the 10.
We went on the road.
They need to win to go, but then they'd be on the road anyway because they play the loser of 7-8. They need to get into 7 or 8, Al. Because if they're 9 or 10,
even if you get to 9, you're gonna have you'll have one.
You're
at
right.
Least get
if you're
to host
9,
one.
You get the home game, and so they need either to be 9 or 7 or 8.
Seven or eight.
Win the game. Yeah,
because 8 they would still host.
They could get in. There's a scenario they get in the play-in and they still
and
don't
they still
get
don't
to
host
do it.
A game.
Let's get into the top 6. Let's make sure that happens. Is tonight a must-win for the Lakers, even though there's 24 games left? We'll do it next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Couple of tweets here, Al. I don't know if these are commentaries on my parenting or whatever it may be. I'll let you decide on this. Jason Torres writes, what's more likely, the Lakers making the playoffs or Bobby going a month without forgetting his shoes? That's one. John in Huntington Beach says, actually kind of blame Bobby's girlfriend for this. She should have noticed women are supposed to check us out too. That's kind of funny.
Don't blame her.
Well, brings up an interesting point. Like she, look, they've been together a long time. She right. should be trained like I should be to like yeah, kind of like glance
text,
over.
Or like text him on the way over. Hey, just double checking. You got your shoes on?
Or when you get in the car, like, dude, you don't have your shoes on. And then lastly, Aaron Palmer writes, you know, the situation is scaring parents. It's like when you see stories about school bullying. What if my kid becomes this? Well, Aaron, if you have one that forgets his shoes, just prepare to be frustrated. Thankfully, he has many, many other redeeming qualities, but remembering-ish is not one of them.
That exchange is so perfect, too, because they weren't like pop, pop, pop. It was like, here's this. Each kind of give you a little bit, some breadcrumbs here, sort of the situation.
It never occurred to
me. 2 hours later, here's a little bit more. Couple in the morning. Now it's in the morning. Now the conversation is restarting.
After the wall, I'm like, what else could he like? I'm thinking it had something to impact the date. Like he got yeah. it because he couldn't pay, mm-hmm. or he forgot the flowers. Did you knew right away, Emily, that this
well,
was the
once,
end game?
Yes, I knew once he started teasing it out. Yes, that it was going to be about.
Did you?
No, I needed more. I needed more. Okay. Pieces.
Also, another thing it could have been a license. So like he couldn't have gotten wine or whatever at the table. Because like my roommate.
Nope. Issues.
My roommate this past weekend. She was out. I was not. She texted me like at like 1 a.m. It was like, hey, could you take a picture of my ID so I can get into this club? And I was like, sure. And then she ended up being able to get in with just a picture. And then she's like, the bouncer is probably just really tired and just let him in.
You're far closer to this. The three of us have kind of aged out of this a long time ago. It seems like the standard for getting served in places has changed dramatically. It feels like all the rules are out the window. If you just say, oh no, I'm 21, they start pouring drinks. It's odd to me.
Well, do you notice this from being with your children at dinner?
Yes.
Because if your parents there, they don't really care.
But I've seen it. That's part of it for sure. But the other part is I was out the other day at a restaurant sitting at the bar, and these two people sat down at the bar next to me. If you would have said to me, how old do you think they're? I don't know, 17 or 18. They ordered drinks. The bartender kind of gave them the, really? And they're like, oh, no, really? He's like, okay. Like, that's how it goes
yeah,
now?
Yeah, trust. Everything is trust now.
Where were these people when I was 17?
It's funny. I would actually kind of think 20, 25 years ago, people cared less.
Oh, I
feel like now it's like more, I would assume, just because maybe it's just, you lose your liquor license or whatever, there's more at stake.
I don't seem to be that worried about it anymore. It was, I don't know, maybe COVID? Can we just blame that on COVID too?
Yeah. Sure.
Did COVID changed all the rules along the way? 24 games to go for the Lakers. They're 26-32. Here's some numbers, Slee. If the Lakers go 16-8,
okay, it's not happening.
They'd be 42-40.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lakers go 15-9, exactly 500, 41-41.
Yep.
If they go 14-10, which feels like a lot, but not totally out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
14-10 feels like if they are what we're hoping they'll be, 14-10 feels right. 40-42.
Can I tell you what 14-10 means? I'll tell you what 14-10. 14-10 means these new guys that they got fit pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're playing a lot of teams that are also in front of you. You're playing a lot of playoff teams. You're playing teams that are also going to be jockeying for position. So that 14-10 means, wow, Vanderbilt was a nice addition. That guy had something. You know, Malik Beasley, that's the exact type of three-point shooter they needed for spacing. D'Angelo Russell is a more traditional point guard, and he can help get into sets and this and that. That's the additions that you brought. On top of that, it also means that LeBron's playing more games than he's not. So if there's 24 games left, LeBron's going to play in 18 of those, maybe 20 of those. And it also means that Anthony Davis, on more nights than not, is – we're going to come here and we're going to sit after a Lakers play a game and we're going to say, AD had a good night last night.
Mm-hmm.
All of those need to happen to, in my opinion.
I think you're right.
To be 14-10. not the 16, not the 5th. To be 14 and 10, I think you're going to need all those to happen.
All those, yes. And I, but one other thing needs to happen too. Three of the four teams that you need to jump need to go bad, because if they just kind of sit where they are, Al,
500 right, or so,
500 mm-hmm. or thereabouts. If one of them sits where they are, you're out. You need almost all of those teams above you to come back. One almost certainly will. Two might. Three? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Four, almost certainly not. So you're going to have to find a way to get that 15th or 16th win to just kind of hedge your bets on what that number is. Because 41 and 41, if you look at it right now, the 10th place team is one game under 500 at 29 and 30.
Yeah.
So if we just assume that a game or two under 500 or right at 500 is the line, you're not going to get there. You're just not going to get there. Even if you play well, you're barely at 500.
I don't know if you want to know this or not, but I think it's kind of funny. Do you know last year what the play-in tournament?
Oh, it was way under. It's like nine games under 500.
The Spurs were 34 and 48.
14 games under?
And got to number 10.
Yeah, that's not
By the
happening.
Way, this is the part that's comical to me about the play-in tournament. I know why we do it. I understand it. People, you'll get it. There's just more revenue. I understand all that. But you still want to give a team who's 34 and 48 a chance to make the playoffs. It's just that part to me is so
it's
funny.
Silly.
It's so funny to see that. There, you
Couldn't
already
you
get
it?
Eight in.
I get.
Yes, I think I know what you're going to
your
say.
Your first thing is the right answer that, look, they're not going to throw away a game's worth of revenue.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to 10 as long as that 10th team is 500 or better.
Yeah, sounds good.
We'll go to 10,
yes,
but not if you're 14 games under,
yes.
You're five games under. Sorry, no. Our playoffs need teams that have won at least as often as they've lost.
So if, just to use that as an example, let's say the 10th seed is below 500, and then let 8 and 9 fight it out, yeah. 7 you're in.
Yes.
Just simple as that.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
And if
yep.
you only have eight teams over 500, then eight
here's your top eight.
If you got seven, then the eighth team gets lucky.
Chad,
they slide
were
in.
14 games below 500, that's, made the play-in tournament. You know what's worse than that?
They won a game, didn't they?
I don't know if they
Did
won
they
a game.
Did they lose right away?
I don't know. But Lakers were 16 games below 500.
Just
so
missed.
They couldn't get in.
They just missed, Lee. Look,
Jesus.
Tell me if this sounds familiar.
Yeah.
We're only two games out of the 10th. Stop me if you've heard this before.
Yeah, since December 15th.
Right. And, oh, by the way, we haven't talked about this part either.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about this as we continue. They play their 24 games, as mm-hmm. far as I see it. Three games of their remaining 24 are games the Lakers are going to win that game. The other 21 are, we'll see. Maybe. Yeah, they can. Can they beat Minnesota? Of course they can. Can they beat Dallas? Yeah. Can they beat Phoenix? Maybe not. Play them twice. Play Golden State twice. Play
Can
Memphis
beat,
twice.
Yep,
play
yep.
the Clippers once. They got a bunch of games that you're going to have to surprise me a little bit to win it. They play Houston twice, both times in Houston, and they play Orlando. Those are, and they play Chicago is – Chicago. What's Chicago? Sleep,
I think they're one below the – they're 11th, so
– They are –
They're a couple – maybe four
26
or five games.
And 31. They're about the same as the Lakers.
Yeah, four or five games below
They play them twice.
So, very simply put – To make just the play-in tournament, you're going to have to play some good basketball in your final 24 games. So, and
someone else or somebody's yep, else need to play poorly.
Which, in a weird way, it's kind of like, all right, well, you earn your way in if you get there. And if you get there, then you'll have had beat some good teams, and maybe you had some luck go your way, and maybe those guys are playing good basketball. But when I hear, when the conversation, you know, comes up, I was doing Lakers talk yesterday, but this was kind of the conversation. They're going to make the playoffs. They're not they're even going to make the play-in tournament. And I kind of stated, in every scenario so far this year, they've told us, no, we are not going to make the playoffs, and we're not going to make the play-in tournament. Bron healthy, Bron not healthy. AD healthy, AD not healthy. Russell on the team, what? Everything has told you no. The only scenario that we have not seen yet is post-trade deadline. You have new guys. And if they went out and if 14 wins got them in, then you're also saying to yourself, okay, well, we beat some good teams to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's some momentum. Now we can actually have a real conversation of saying, okay, can they beat a part of that top eight? But how do I try to convince somebody that they're going to be a part of that top 10 until you see some type of consistency? They take a step forward, they take two steps back. They give up 110 points, they give up 133. How do I know what they're going to be on a night-in-night-out basis?
Another part of this as well, and I think we're seeing the beginnings of this with LeBron missing the last three games. Maybe he'll play tonight, maybe he won't. We're still waiting an official
questionable
word there.
Yeah, questionable right now, yeah.
How much rubber do you burn off his tires just to go 14-9, right? Or 14-10? Like, do you have to play him 42 minutes a night to do it? And if you do, what's left by the time you get to the postseason? Because we've been seeing it. McMenamin was talking about it the other day, that the reason they're in the position they're in is you're playing LeBron 35, 38, 42 minutes a night. And the result is he just had to take a week off because his foot's bothering him. So if the only way you have is to play LeBron heavy, heavy, heavy minutes over the last 24 games, what version of LeBron do you have by the time you get to the postseason? And especially once you, and this is the best possible scenario, if you get into the second round, again, pie in the sky stuff, you're playing every other night, right? You're playing every other night with a guy in his 20th season, playing every other night with a guy that's, in AD's case, that's had all sorts of trouble giving you consistent performances, staying healthy. The schedule actually gets more arduous, not less. What does that mean?
I think the last four games is a perfect example of how Bron is going to be used. If he can go, he's going to play. And if he can't, then he must really not be able to go. Bron's not missing these last three games for precautionary. He's not. Bron's missing these last three games because he can't go.
Let's take a quick phone call here. Let's go to Solomon. Solomon, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Solomon?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, LeBron, don't play tonight. Don't play in the All-Star game. He's been playing through injury off and on all season. You want him fresh for the stretch. You let him recover as much as he can. And I also have to say something about Darvin Ham. I think we're seeing it more and more. Unfortunately, he is not a good X and O's guy. He's great with players, great with personality. They buy in. They play tough for him. He's on a learning curve, and I guess we're just going to have to be patient with that as Laker fans.
Okay, I think this is really interesting. I like Darvin a lot. I think what he said is fair and accurate. His guys play hard. His guys seem to like him, which I think in the NBA is like 80% of the job description.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Right? I really do. Yeah. I think that
your relationship with your coach?
No question. Mm-hmm. Do guys buy into me? Mm-hmm. Will they respond to my leadership? It's like 80% of it. The other 20% is in those games where a decision or two could tip it this
crunch
way
time.
Or that way, are you making the right decision more often than not? He hasn't. Think about, we've talked about this, foul, not foul, three-point line, not three-point line. Mm-hmm. We've had, what, four or five of those this year? Okay? Most of them have not gone the Lakers' way because of bad shot selection, not running a play.
Not calling a timeout.
Getting a foul, not getting, all of these things. If one or two of those go the other way, they're there, but that hasn't. It's all of these things. Do guys play? Yeah. Do I like him? Yeah, I do. But he's inexperienced. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. I'm saying he's inexperienced in these moments. And if your assistants aren't on point with this stuff, if you're not on point with this stuff, if your players aren't exactly on point on their own on this stuff, it adds up. If they miss, they're not going to miss by 10 games. You're going to miss by a game or two. A game, and they've had a game or two. You're like, ugh, that was not good.
Here's the problem with that. Then I'm going to add that to the element of the final 24 games. So the only thing I missed then was I said, Bron's got to do this. The role players got to do this. And Darvin Ham also has to be in a position where, hey, I think they won that game because of him.
Or they didn't lose that game because of him, right? That at least if you lost
final 2 minutes,
you made the right decision. You missed some free throws. You missed an open shot. Whatever it is, at least you got an open shot. We didn't give up a 3-point shot when the only thing that could beat us
was a 3-point shot.
Those sorts of things. He struggled with that this year. All of these things, and we're down to 24 games.
24.
Somebody who may not play any more games, according to Shams, Russell Westbrook. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What are you doing with your non-Laker schedule that's about to get kicked off here after tonight? You got the better part of 8 days without a Laker game.
So I have not done a good job of planning here. I was going to go do something, had some stuff over the weekend go on, so I'm kind of still figuring it out. So I don't know. I may go up to the mountains for a couple of days, may not. Not sure yet.
Somebody's getting greased. Somebody's taking a dirt nap. That was, even by Sliwa standards, that was vague. Well, that's awesome.
You have to go fight off the balloon sky.
Here's the problem. It was real. I'm so vague because I don't know what to do.
Sure.
I told my guys, we should do something.
I understand. I'm just going to just put it this way. I'm going to be watching the news very closely. I'm just going to, if there's like another increase in spy balloons, I'm going to be skeptical.
Where's Sliwa?
I'm just saying that even by your standards, that was really vague.
Spy balloon in Lake Arrowhead.
Who knows?
Hell?
That's what you want us to think, right? I'm starting to think that that's like a green screen you put behind yourself, that you could be anywhere. You're somewhere in like,
places, yeah.
Yeah, you're in Oslo. Or
Prague.
Or Prague. Or Beijing. You're somewhere. Pyongyang. You're in North Korea. Right, that you're doing work behind enemy lines. I think that's what's going on. You're going to North Korea. I just cracked the code. That's where he's headed.
What do they say? They have like spies that they'll send them to an American school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do high school out here. They'll do college out here. They'll get into a job.
Deep cover.
Is that what they say?
And it's like a 30-year process. And they get the info they need and they're gone.
So there's a whole book, Nelson DeMille, called Charm School, which is that, where they have these little towns in Russia where they teach everybody how to be Americans and then they send them over. And then there's the whole series about the Americans. And just,
yeah. Maybe I'm a spy from the Middle East.
Wait, is that the Americans on FX with the...
Yes.
I need to watch that too.
Oh, Emily,
I probably like it though. Our
tastes are not aligned on TV and movies and stuff. You and I don't like a lot of the same stuff.
I think that everything that you
at him. I mean, he's just saying.
I thought I said that respectfully, didn't I?
I think that everything that you like, I like. But I think that everything I like, you don't like.
Well, you
I think
like most kinda, things.
Yes. So I think that
and
I
you
trust
see a
your
lot
opinion.
More. The Americans is terrific.
Okay.
It's got heavyweights in it, right? Like Matthew Rhys is a real actor. Kerry Russell is a real actor.
She's in Cocaine Bear.
She's terrific. Noah Emmerich is a real actor. Like these guys are in. They're Margot. Robbie, the other one, Margot Martindale. She's terrific.
Love her.
Yeah. There's really really good.
And it's over, right?
Oh, it's been over for 10 years.
What, 10 years?
Yeah, I bet it's maybe not. I bet it's five. I bet it's at least five.
Yeah, probably like 2018.
Yeah. Did you ever watch it?
You went from 10 to 5. I'm waiting for you. It's been
weeks. No, it's been at least 5. It might be.
I never watched it.
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good.
I like that kind of those type of storylines. I'm always.
It is a good deal. All right. So Shams, this is a tweet from Shams, M?
Yes.
Yeah. So Shams tweeted, when you look at teams around the league, there's not a spot for Russell Westbrook. We and I were touching on this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This happened fast, and it was obvious, right, that Russell Westbrook is a very specific type of player that brings a very specific type of play and a very specific type of energy to the teams that he plays for. And when you look around the NBA, both right now and next year and beyond, his recipe is not a recipe that I think a lot of teams are dying to have. And this is a guy that still can get you 25 a night in the NBA. He's probably going to turn it over a few times, not going to shoot very well, but he's still a useful NBA player in the right circumstance, but that circumstance may be gone. I mean, we could be talking about Russell Westbrook out of the league shortly after being traded as the final piece to a championship mix like that.
Okay, so let's look at the last 5 years. So Russ signed a 5-year deal worth $206 million with the Oklahoma City, with the Thunder, okay? Since he signed that contract, that was in 2018-2019, he played for the Thunder. Then he played for the Rockets. Then he played for Washington. Then he played for the Los Angeles Lakers. Then he got traded to the Utah Jazz. He signed a 5-year contract. Within those 5 years, he's representing 5 different teams.
Crazy.
And the last team, the Utah Jazz, he'll never wear a Utah Jazz jersey. He'll potentially get bought out, potentially not. Last week, it was, hey, maybe there's some suitors out there. You got the Clippers might have some interest. Paul George is trying to bring him to the Clippers. The Chicago Bulls, Billy Donovan used to coach him in Oklahoma City. That's where he had arguably his most success. Maybe he's going to go and be that point guard for them because they got Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. He can just kind of run up and down the floor. So when Shams puts out the tweet, or when you look at teams around the league, there's not a spot for Russell Westbrook. Listen, I don't know. I had a more difficult time trying to understand a team that's either in the playoff picture or is on the fringe trying to get in, why they thought, hey, we're Russell Westbrook away from getting to where we need to get to.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls, I could get it because you're 5 games below 500, 4 games, whatever you said. They're on the outside looking in. Okay, you can roll the dice on something like that. But if you're the Clippers, and you and I have talked about, they have 12 guys deep, and I'm not kidding. The 12th player on their team is going to get a lot of playing time with the Lakers. They have a really good roster. Do you need to have Russ on that team on top of that? I find it difficult in a position like that he would find a home with one of those teams.
But even those teams, like, for instance, don't take what Paul George is saying. Take what management is saying. Paul George is going to make a roster decision here. That's going to come down to Ty Lue. It's going to come down to the executive team there, right?
Mike Lawrence or whoever that is, yeah.
Paul George isn't making that discussion. The Billy Donovan thing makes sense because, oh, he used to coach him. They'll get along. Billy Donovan also knows exactly what sort of guy he is. And to your point, this is a mediocre team that doesn't really need what he does. Nobody really needs what he does. This is, if you're asking me, the most likely explanation of all this is the agent is throwing things in the air to try to generate some interest. Oh, you know, these guys, he may go here, he may get bought out there. Because when you just look, and it's not just his play, his presence is very unique.
Sure.
He's a very unique type of guy.
Yeah.
He's serious, if we're being charitable. He's difficult if we're not. He's combustible if we're not. He's abrasive if we're not. That this is not somebody that you want around young players, right? Because he's going to dominate the ball. You want the young guys to have the ball. He's not a guy that you're going to bring into a player but with a bunch of older guys. We just saw what that looks like with the Lakers. What's in between? There's really not a lot of in between of those two. You're either one or those two things in the league. The Bulls are kind of the middle that you're describing, but to be 3 games under 500 to what end?
So I meant Lawrence Frank, but real quick, I'll throw this your way and you tell me. Does he end up on a roster the rest of this season?
I don't think so.
Yeah, look, I
don't
be
think
honest.
So.
I'm not surprised at all if he doesn't.
I think the more
I'm
interesting
not surprised
question,
at all if he doesn't.
What if it's not only what if he's done?
Well, that's the other question. The other question I was going to ask you is next year that contract's done, $47 million, whatever the 206 that he got paid. Is there a scenario for him? Because I think, you know, if I look at other players that have aged a certain way, they still brought value to a team. So Carmelo Anthony, there was a point where I need the ball. I'm going to do a lot of ISO. I got to run stuff through me, this, that. Until he decided, okay, no team's going to take me for that role. But I'll tell you where I can be helpful to the NBA. I could spot up and hit threes. Okay, he still had value. Russ is not a spot up, I'm going to shoot threes. Russ is not a, you know what, guys, let me churn down. I'm not going to go 120 miles an hour. I'm going to go 40, and I'm going to be like Mike Conley, and I'm going to get people set in an offense, this,
not
that.
Not a chance.
Then what is the value?
Yeah.
Then what is the value?
I think the value, I think he'll be, so to answer, I don't think he's on
it's
a team the rest
sell
of this
tickets.
Year. No, nobody needs to see that. I think he will be on a roster to start next year. I don't know if he makes a team, but I think it's one of those things like, you know what, let's bring him in. Let's see what it looks like. Let's see if he can go to that 40% or 40 miles an hour. Let's see. He's telling us he can. Let's see. But I'm going in with my eyes wide open. It's low value. There's no very little risk to the team involved. And if you want to play this role, great. The second you don't, you're done here. I don't think he would respond super well to that. I don't think that he's made
interesting.
A fortune.
Interesting.
Right? He's got businesses. He's an interesting guy. He's a bright guy. That maybe he's ready to start that next chapter in his life, because the chapter of here's the ball, go run your team, adios.
But what's crazy, you don't go from $206 million contracts, 47 a year, to I can't find a contract. You go from that to 2 years, $5, $10 million, you know?
Maybe, and maybe not. The Dump coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's awesome. That's awesome. All right, let's start here.
I had my wrong button pushed, Slee.
Well, it was great, too, because I thought, you know, we do our looky and then we turn our volume down.
Yeah.
Other times we turn it. I forget to turn it up, so I don't know what's going on. I just see Taylor looking at me like, so do you want to go back on the air? Yeah,
I didn't know, but we're back. We made it. We survived along the way.
Mike Trout's good. He spoke with Ohtani. I think we're good to go.
This is what he has to say about Ohtani's impending decision on whether he's coming or going.
He's got to do what's right for him and what he feels right. You know, that's all up to him. You know, if he feels that staying in Anaheim is the right move,
it's
he should do that.
And
if
he
thinks otherwise, it's I'm going to do as much as I can to, you know, try to convince him to stay.
Good luck.
You know, he's got to really sit down and think about it.
No,
it's a big
doesn't.
Decision for him, probably the biggest one of his life. You know, it's a difficult decision because for him, you know, it's a different, you know, if he does stay or if he does, you know, I don't even like saying it, if he leaves. You know, it's going to be different for him, but new atmosphere, new people, new teammates. But, you know, like I said, I'm going
to
do whatever I can to keep him here.
Used to that. What's he going to say? What's Mike Trout going to say? What's Artie Moreno going to say? What's Perry Manassian going to say? He's leaving. At the end of the last two seasons, he's basically said, you guys are bozos. You don't know how to win games. I want to be on a winning team.
I said this to you a couple weeks ago. They make the playoffs and get eliminated in the ALCS. That's probably the only you go get to the World Series. That's probably the only way.
Do you remember what I said to you when you said that?
Even if he won a World Series, he would leave.
He's gone. Because every once in a while, not very often, but every once in a while.
But you can actually get more of an out by winning a World Series and leaving.
A bad owner will get a good team. It happens occasionally. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but it does. Ohtani, this is his sixth season there. He knows how that place is run.
Yeah.
He knows who's making the decisions. He knows the likelihood of being perennially competitive over the next 5-6 years of his career. He knows.
Okay.
They could catch lightning in a bottle. He's still leaving.
On top of that, everybody thought Artie Moreno was selling the team until he decided to say that I'm not selling the team.
The one in a million shot they had was some superstar owner came in and knocked his socks off and said, oh, yeah, I got to be here for this.
Instead,
it's the same dude.
They got excited that he's leaving, and then he's not going anywhere.
Speaking of baseball, everybody's trying to trickle or is trickling into their spring training facilities. Blake Treinen said that he feels great after shoulder surgery in November. He's waiting for the staff to give him a timeline on his rehab and return. But, quote, it'd really be kind of a gut punch to me if I wasn't able to return and pitch at some point this season. I hope he is, because when he's right, he's virtually unhittable. He's that good of a pitcher.
Basically didn't play all of last year.
And and we saw when he tried to come back, it was unsuccessful. I hope he's right, but I think if as a Dodger fan and other Dodger fans, if you're holding your breath that Blake Treinen's going to look like that guy from 2 or 3 years ago, I don't think you're going to see that again.
And him even saying it, you know, this far out, it would be a gut punch if I don't get that opportunity. If, you know, let's say he has a step back in his rehab or whatever the case is. You're right. You can't depend on – he would just be luxury. You can't view him as a necessity. You can't view him as somebody that you think can come back and contribute. If he does come back and contribute, it's just icing on the cake.
I don't know why this is true, but it is. The most volatile portion of any Major League Baseball roster – is your bullpen. Like you're starting, the Dodgers starting pitching this upcoming year is going to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. It may be very good, but the chance of it being bad or it's almost not going to happen. Their offense is going to be somewhere between pretty good to very good. It mm-hmm. being bad, I have no idea what their bullpen's mm-hmm. going to be. And that's for every team in baseball. Your bullpen, unless you have a Rivera or a Hoffman, sure, those guys don't come around very.
Yep.
But who the hell knows?
If they were consistent, they would be starters.
Every year, if Alex Vezia, who's pitched really well for the Dodgers last couple years, came out and laid an egg, I wouldn't be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy, Victor Gonzalez, was one of the anchors of them winning the World Series, he can't even make it back onto the team.
Mm.
It's just so weird how those guys in the middle.
And usually the teams that go the furthest are the ones that have lights out bullpen.
You need to catch a couple of guys on that upswing along the way. Today is the 81st birthday of the New York Times crossword puzzle. First one was offered February 15th, 1942.
Wow.
You a crossword guy at all? My mom does it every day. She lives that thing.
I'm not, and I see people most on airplanes. They got that thing out, and they are playing the crossword puzzle, and they're doing their thing. I'm not a big, never was. I mean, I guess for a very brief time, but never caught into that.
You guys crossword people at all?
I love it. I love crosswords. And I also love mini crosswords because they're so easy to solve. They're so satisfying to solve. Mm. Yeah, like you can do it like in a minute or whatever. But what's good about crossword too, because like you know me, I love trivia. I like knowing like random little things,
like bar trivia.
Yeah, exactly. So crossword is essentially little random bar trivia, but it uses a different part of your brain too.
But the New York Times one is very
difficult. Yes,
it's incredibly difficult, and
I've never solved it all the way.
It gets progressively more difficult throughout the week, with the Sunday one being the King Kong.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yes.
A lot of times when I'm talking, making a point, is when I look over there and she's doing crossword. Only when I'm talking. I'm talking, she's figuring out.
Are you texting Derek Hall a picture right now, John? Yeah, I figured.
I figured
as much. I saw Derek on the TV right there. John's in the house. Let's start with a little super crosstalk. Told you, Slee, I was going to make it to about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then it'd start to descend again.
I listened coming in. You sounded fine.
Yeah. If you tested him for steroids right now, if there was a PED test that came
you've
in.
You've been loading up on steroids?
Last 3 days.
Have you done the Elton John trick?
I don't know what that is.
With hot water, 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and 1 tablespoon of honey. Do you want to try it?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have all the ingredients?
I have all the ingredients with me.
Let's do it.
Everywhere he goes.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I don't have the honey because I fixed my drink before I came in. I could get it at the station. But that's what you do when you get home.
I've done the hot water and honey. I've done that.
Add apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And whiskey.
I've done that one too.
Yeah.
I've done the whiskey.
When I was a little kid, this is true, my grandmother, when I was apparently a baby, would put whiskey in my bottle with my formula.
You know what that is? That's good parenting right
that
there.
Is.
Wow.
I think that... Baby buzz.
There is something about...
aspirin with sugar and whiskey, I think, and that's what I got as a kid.
Is that what it is?
I was a little bit stunned driving in here today, Emily, that you, and you too, Slee, that neither one of you know who Raquel Welch is.
Oh, come on, Raquel Welch.
Now, Emily, here's the thing. You have seen her.
Yes, in Shawshank.
Legally Blonde.
Oh, I have. What's she got?
She is the mom of the girl that commits the murder. And they find her in the spa with the avocados over her eyes, and she goes, "You found me."
I love it.
Yeah, and but she was a huge sex symbol in the 70s.
Oh, my God,
and
my dad.
She was the poster.
Yeah, so my dad, saying, I think, had a Raquel Welch poster.
And she got in a fight with Kramer in an episode of Seinfeld.
Which was great.
We were talking about childhood crushes.
Yeah.
So that was somebody who's on Twitter.
Mine was Daisy Duke from Dukes of Hazzard. Do you guys remember your first?
Barbara Bach?
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Barbara Bach was a Bond girl. She married Ringo Starr.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Who was your TV / movie? Who's that?
I had a Farrah Fawcett poster on my wall.
Me too.
That I think everyone had.
Yep.
Even I had one.
The red bikini one?
Yeah, the red bikini one,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. The other day I said, I made a reference to bikini and some girl goes to me, you can't say that
anymore.
That's
what you said.
And I went, what? She goes, can't say it. I go, since when? She goes, it'll offend someone. Oh,
well,
there you go.
But this is
we're all getting canceled somehow.
You're the one that was watching Baywatch on, didn't have his own channel.
Baywatch channel.
Yeah. No. See, I don't have my own Baywatch channel. Everyone can have their own Baywatch channel if they buy a Samsung TV.
That's what?
What?
Baywatch comes like that was a live endorsement
Samsung TV
and Baywatch.
Anticipated cord cutting.
Right.
So if you buy a Samsung TV and hook it up to the internet, they have their own network. It's about 1,000 channels. Mm. And one of them is a channel 1360. Don't ask me how I know. One of them is a 24-hour Baywatch channel where all they do is run. They start at season 1, episode 1, and go all the way to season 11, episode 20, and just run them continuously.
I think it was you that were telling that you bought like the Korean dubbed version
of L.A. Law.
Oh, L.A. Law.
Yeah. And by the way, you can still only get partial seasons of L.A. Law. You can't go back and get them all. But
why
does that
not live on Peacock or something? That's where
you would think so. It's an NBC show. Yeah,
it might now. I mean, now that we're developing all these old things.
Do you have old shows that you go back and watch?
You know, I don't actually. I don't, I always want what's new and what's the next thing. I don't often go back and rewatch stuff.
Did we bring up Raquel Welch because she died?
Yeah, she died.
I didn't even know that. I think you guys were just talking about
that. Oh, I figured you brought it up because you love...
No, I just saw Raquel Welch died. I thought you guys just brought it up.
Yeah, no.
Well, it came up...
I didn't think she was 82,
double dip. Neither did I.
From a tweet, right? Somebody had said that.
Well, the question started with your TV crush. Somebody answered Raquel Welch, and then, oddly, that she passed, or she had, or maybe that person had seen it. But,
by the way, looked great right up until the end. I mean, I saw her like a year ago at some award show. She looked fantastic.
You're an old TV guy. You're a new TV guy. I'll still throw on an episode of The West Wing. Mm-hmm. Seinfeld.
HBO Max.
Seinfeld, definitely.
Yes. Seinfeld is now on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Cheers is on the Hallmark channel.
All right, you want to can't miss on Hulu. That you'll even if you watched all the episodes when they came out. I went down a rabbit hole of watching 30 Rock.
Oh, 30 Rock is great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. That's actually one I would go back and watch. It's a really easy, funny half hour.
They are throwing 40 jokes into every episode, and I probably caught 10 of them the first time.
Here's the weird thing about 30 Rock. And I asked the guy that played Jenna Maroney's cross-dressing husband. I forget who the actor's name is.
Okay.
Will Forte.
Will Forte.
There you go.
I interviewed him at the Super Bowl one
year. Used to be on SNL.
Yes. And I asked him this, and he looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, well, maybe I got it wrong. I have gone back and rewatched the series. I did not have it wrong. In virtually every episode, there is one or more jokes about the NBA. There's somebody that was a writer on that staff that was
Tell me more.
An NBA fan. And it was about NBA players' off-court activities.
Yeah.
There's multiple jokes in every episode.
I remember... One time Jenna was talking about like what her next career move was. She goes, I auditioned. I didn't even get that sports shouter show. And they cut to it.
Yes,
and it's just
shouters.
And there's just four guys yelling. It was a play around the horn.
Well, you said MILF Island too. And now that exists in real life.
It does. Right.
Did we ever get a resolution to that case?
The MILF Island case? I didn't realize there was a case. Ireland, what happened on MILF Island? You were the only person I know who watched.
We were talking about it. That there was a joke in 30 Rock.
Right.
Where like
and we wondered if 30 Rock had intellectual property rights.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know if they sued or not.
They should have if they didn't.
I'm playing golf tomorrow with a high-powered agent who will know.
There you go.
Who reps comedians.
What are you doing with your downtime? Slee is going off the grid.
This is my last show, and then I come back when the Lakers come back. Mm-hmm. And so I do a staycation for 3 days, and all next week I'm camped out at Terranea.
Oh,
Sunday
nice.
Through Wednesday.
Fancy.
Nice.
Yeah.
All the golf will be played there?
No. I'll play golf before I go. They only have 9-hole course there. You could go play at Trump next door, but, you know, that comes with jumping through some hoops. So, no, I'm going to play a lot between now and Sunday, and then after that, next week, I'm just goofing around.
So a lot of crosstalk with you and me, Mace, over the next couple of
weeks. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You, me, and Momo.
AK
you're
Momo.
Not. Right. Who's filling in for you?
AK, AK tomorrow.
Couple of days.
Yeah, so AK. It'll be you, me, Andy, and Momo.
Yes.
For Super new Crosstalk.
Band. Yeah. New band.
Exactly. Exactly.
So my boy left his shoes.
Yeah. What? I don't understand.
Unbelievable.
How you leave without your shoes? How do you go outdoors
without
your shoes? That's
his thing. You know, like everybody does certain things. That's his thing.
He's 22 years old.
Yeah.
He goes out with his longtime girlfriend last night to go to dinner on Valentine's Day. And he texts me. He's like, "You're not going to believe what I forgot. I had bought him flowers. I went to the florist yesterday and, well, Costco to get flowers for my wife." He
all
says, "Hey,
all the best flowers, by the way, on Valentine's Day."
Yes.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Fully
How much are they,
fully
by
fully stocked.
You
yes.
ready for this?
Yeah.
$20. $14.99 for a dozen roses, and they're perfect.
Oh, wow. They're perfect?
I got ripped off.
Wow.
They're
ripped off. That's the best deal in history.
No, that's a great deal.
I got ripped off. Oh, I'm saying where I went.
How much
I got
did you
off.
Spend?
Did you spend like 100?
60.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised they didn't get you for more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're perfect. Every year, perfect. And there's a line of guys like me buying them. So anyway, Bobby texts me and says, "Can you grab me some too?" Sure, no problem. He texts me last night, "You're not going to believe what I forgot." I'm thinking, "You forgot the flowers." Mm-hmm. No. Guess again. I'm thinking, "Okay, he's out to dinner."
How about the wallet?
Your wallet. Nope. I'm thinking, "What? Huh? What you He goes, "Sleewa would think it's funny." I'm like, "Oh, you got to be kidding me. You forgot your shoes."
Again.
He showed up, went to a place in Newport, a nice place in Newport.
Look at Mason's face. He's so
shoeless
confused.
To the restaurant. Shoeless.
But I'm trying
what
to think.
What was the restaurant? Do you remember?
Peninsula.
There's like, he could pop into any tourist
went,
shop down
he
there.
He went
and
to
get
Jack's
right.
across the street and bought a pair of Air Force
right,
Ones.
Right, but why do you walk out the door
Mason,
without the shoes?
Think I have an answer? You think I would have fixed
that? Unbelievable. There are some people who consider shoes optional. Do you guys know who Tom Morello is?
Sure.
Yeah.
Guitarist against for Rage Against the Machine.
Yep. Sure.
Boy, played went on tour with Springsteen for a few years. Rarely wears shoes, if ever.
Because he chooses to or because he forgets them?
No.
No, this is because
he just doesn't. He thinks they're an unnecessary thing.
Is this a failure?
But
on
he
my
can
part?
Get away with it. I don't know if Bobby
yeah,
can
Tom
get away
Morello
with it.
Tom Morello can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Bob Rogers should wear shoes to Newport Beach restaurants.
Yeah. I don't. This one just boggles
you
my mind.
You be you, Bobby.
Yeah.
If that's going to be your thing, go
is
for
he
it.
Is he like a hippie? No. Or, I mean, no. Isn't that the kind of thing? Like a flower
he's a,
child?
He's a bit of a beach kid.
Okay,
because,
well, that's.
Because of where we live.
Okay, okay.
And so he's got a little beach culture in him.
Yep.
But he goes to
not
work.
Not even flip flops.
No.
By the way, you
slides,
guys played a
nothing.
Clip from Windhorst earlier today. And this Mason knows this about me. It just freaking drives me crazy. It's the most overused term.
No,
must
I
win.
Am, I,
must
look,
win.
Every one of them is must win now, John.
Oh,
every
yeah,
one
go
of
ahead.
Them.
I would go so far as to say, like, a game like tonight at home against the Pelicans who are wounded, it's a must-win game. They cannot afford to lose games in the upcoming days against teams that are going to be near them in the play-in. So that is, like, they absolutely should be able with this roster to make it. But they can't afford LeBron's foot injury to drag on. He has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game, indicating he's probably in line to give it a go.
Must win, by definition, means if you lose, the season is over. If the Lakers lose tonight by 50, the season is not over. If the Lakers,
I think that's debatable.
If the Lakers don't make a basket tonight, the season is
right,
not
but they
over.
They need to win 16 of their next 24,
I think they're
probably.
Going 14 and 10.
So 14.
But I don't know if 14 and 10 gets it done.
Well, here's I think it does.
14 and 10.
I think it gets them into.
If they go 14 and 10, they would be 40 and 42 on the season.
Last year, I think
Utah's
the Spurs
one game under
got in like
now.
With 35 wins or something.
They got in where they were 14 games. Slee and I were talking about this. They were 14 games on, but that's not going to happen this year because the team in the 10th spot right now
is basically 500.
It's basically 500.
Yeah, it's basically
500
team.
Kind of
Utah.
The threshold.
Yeah.
So 14 and 10 is 40 and 42. 15 and 9, 41 on number. 41 and 41.
That's what Utah is right now, a game under 500.
A game under. If they go, if the Lakers in their final 24 go 15 and 9, they're 41 and 41.
Here's the thing. You know what? I obviously it's not. John's going to take it literally and say must win isn't a thing.
It's the most overused term in sports.
But
yes.
The reality is they've got the fourth toughest schedule in the league down the stretch. If you don't beat the bad teams, you're going to have a hard time beating the good teams.
They're one of the bad teams.
The problem is every team they play is in front of them. So you can't even define.
They are one of the bad teams.
Meet kettle.
But I mean, they've got a tough schedule.
You ready
for
this? There are 24 remaining games. There's three games you look at and go, they're going to win that one.
Yeah.
Two against Houston and
both,
Orlando.
Both the games
there
in Houston are on the road, too.
Yeah, there
that's
are no
not
locks.
A lock. That's
you,
not a lock.
Yo, I don't care who the three games are, who the teams you pick.
You don't think two in Houston and Orlando?
Houston's going to be – however many wins Houston has right now, they've got five more this year. You just want to make sure that you're not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
It's the truth.
The NBA, we've seen enough. The NBA, anybody can beat anybody. I've seen it too much.
Then if so, 14-10, then and to use what you guys are talking about,
yes. Yeah.
Then that seems far-fetched.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's
I think they go 14-10, they get in. Now, I don't know if they can do
you
it.
You think 40-42 gets them in?
I do.
I don't either.
I think Utah is actually trying... Look at the trades they made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're trying to tank, and they're not doing as well as the Lakers.
Two more need to drop out, though. Okay, so let's say Utah...
Okay, Oklahoma City.
Okay, they're not going to throw in the towel.
Yeah, they've got like 19 picks.
Right.
It doesn't matter where they finish.
And they get, what's the big call kid they drafted?
Chet Holmgren's back.
So they're getting like another top pick next mm-hmm. year, effectively. They're not going to throw in the towel.
Okay, the Blazers.
Minnesota's not going to throw in the towel.
Blazers are the one team, just use them as an example.
Portland's not going to throw in the towel.
They're not going to throw in the towel, but they also can beat the Lakers and then lose, get blown out by the Wizards yesterday at home.
Right.
You just kind of don't know what you're going to get from them.
Yeah, and they made 12 threes. I think they're 12
here,
of 41.
Here are the teams that are ahead of them.
But with the Lakers, they hit everyone.
Yep.
Okay, then you got Utah. Let's just say Utah, let's go the road.
They got two games against Utah,
Golden State, Minnesota, and New Orleans are the other teams in the play-in right now.
Right.
They're all going to be fighting like hell.
Yeah.
Only Utah is the one that's going to be like, we're done.
And even with that, the Jazz are still going to win games too.
But I would argue
they are. They've been winning games. I'll see. They're 500.
That every game against a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, New Orleans is diminished tonight, right? No Zion, all that.
Yeah.
Is that the shirt?
You got to beat the bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't know where you're getting your 15 wins from.
I'm going to say it again. They are one of the bad teams. The other teams are looking at the Lakers. Okay, we get the Lakers. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that they're looking at it as an opportunity to stack their own deck playing the 13th best
team. They basically need... Bron's got to be healthy.
Yep.
AD's got to play great. Each one of these new pieces have to fit in perfect.
They have to fall into place.
And Darvin Ham has to make really good decisions towards the end. They need all of this to go their way.
They must play defense.
Just to go
they
14
must
and 10,
tighten up defense like crazy. They're giving up 130 points a game.
At the risk of getting you going on this again, to a game or two where they didn't foul or they defended the three.
Did you watch the Celtics game last night?
Exactly. Yeah. That situation again.
I texted Michael the second it happened.
That's right.
If they do that right both times, we're not having this conversation.
Well, they were
the beneficiary of it once too, though. So you've got to figure that out.
Okay, so it's a net one?
Yeah, against New Orleans.
It may come down to one.
New Orleans had them at a game early in the season. New Orleans, this is how bad this was, Trav. New Orleans is up three.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute,
we have breaking news.
Taylor at the microphone.
Yeah, we found the shirt. The mystery of the shirt has been solved.
Oh!
Where was it?
On Funch's chair.
Funch's!
Wait. What if Funch's just got the shirt when he left the game?
He would have taken it home.
Yes.
No, I don't know if he would have.
Well, he's coming in later.
Who took that shirt and put it on Funch's chair other than Funch's?
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, when Funches left the game on that night.
He could have had his own
shirt. It's an Ocean's 11. The money was never in the vault. They had already moved it.
Yeah. They've already moved it out. All right, well, you guys can grill Funches. What time does he show up to do Laker stuff?
He'll be in next couple of hours.
All right,
before you guys are done.
Yeah, he'll be here before
you guys can turn the bright lights on him and start the Inquisition.
Light bulb swinging back
like
and forth.
Uncomfortable chair. One fist to the table.
Nobody even suspected Funch.
No, his name never came up on the suspect
list. That means he would have had to walk in the middle of commercial free and took the shirt in between your guy's show and Sedano and Kat.
But there's a little bit of a wrinkle to this because during the second portion of Crossover when it went missing, right?
Yes.
I don't know if it was during your show or during...
It was an interview during Sedano and
somebody
Kat.
Somebody put Windhorst on and they had like a still of Windhorst on the YouTube feed. So you couldn't see who was coming or going.
But he produced the Kamenetskis that night.
There you go.
Again.
We will put him in the chair with the spotlight on him.
It's like a regular
SI
situation here. Yeah.
Now, if he's sweating profusely during the interview.
Where were you, Funches? Super Crosstalks, powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next.